Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this first day of October 2025. And we've got our good friend, former congressman, or councilman rather, former councilman Clayton Perry. And I wanted to get him on because he has been following this very important Project Marble that is being planned for downtown San Antonio. And there is a lot of concern. There's a lot of questions regarding it. And Clayton is following it very, very closely. So I wanted to get him on so he could explain to us what's the update, what is going on. Clayton, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, George. It, I wish I were a congressman, former congressman, but no, just a lowly little city councilman here for San Antonio. But no, I have been following it, and you know, the council just passed our budget for 2026, and you know, there's some shortfalls. There, the biggest shortfall I see is in the police. We, you know, we're over 300 policemen short, and we're falling way short on bringing that many to bear. And as everybody has heard, the FBI report came out saying that San Antonio is the worst crime city in Texas. And I'm telling you, I don't know how this council can keep a straight face on what they approved and still, you know, feel good about this budget, because we're woefully short on the number of police officers that we should have patrolling our streets to help reduce this crime epidemic that we're having. And it's a crying shame that they can't, or they won't, put the resources towards our safety. And that is the number one job of city council, is to provide a safe place to live and work and play. And we don't have it. We don't have it, folks. And it's a crying shame. Like I said, we're over 300 short, and we can't seem to get their attention to fund that. So what are they doing with all the money? Well, then they say, well, we got this. We're funding all this infrastructure work. Well, let's take a look at it. When I was on council, the funding was at $120 million for over 4,000 miles of streets, our drainage, and you know, other infrastructure needs. Look, we've got billions in backlog for our infrastructure, and yet we're putting this measly little $120 million. That's what we were funding when I was on council. That's over 4 years ago. And here, this next budget, what is it? $120 million still. Again, infrastructure, police, and fire. It's all woefully short here for San Antonio, and we're just going further down the hole. And on top of all that, now this Project Marvel is coming up. The county is wanting this new tax, a venue tax, which is going to be a higher tax on hotels, rental cars, you know, all of this to try to raise money to cover the county's portion. And you know, the sad part about this, George, is that this money, this extra venue tax, could go to the county's parks and infrastructure needs around these community facilities. But it's not. You know where that money's having to come from? Their general fund. So yes, it is coming out of our general funds. And the same thing with the city. We're putting these bonds together now for all this utilities and all this stuff to get this whole Project Marvel started. And oh, by the way, this $500 million, that's getting their nose under the tent. And once that's done, once that's voted on and done, and they're going to press on with this entire Project Marvel, which is another $6 to $7 billion that they're going to add on our already $20 billion debt that we owe today. George, we're never going to see the light of day in getting out of these this debt that we have created after years and years of all this. And on top of that, if you go back and look at the last three bonds that this city has passed, Where is the majority of that money gone? It has gone downtown. Downtown. All the districts are suffering because we keep funneling all this money downtown. And it wouldn't it be nice if we could get $500 million split amongst 10 districts? That would be fabulous. But no, 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 no. They want all of that to go downtown to support this new Spurs arena and Project Marvel. And again, that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. We're going to be continuing to get this. This is a long-term project that's going to cause long-term debt for San Antonio. And they keep saying, no, 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 we got the funds to cover the debt. But you know what? No, we don't. Because every year, we got a $4 billion budget this year. And more of our yearly budget is going to pay on the debt. And so what does that mean? Well, there's less money in our general fund for police, less money in our general fund for streets and parks, drainage. Oh, my goodness. We just had 13 people killed at Perrin Bidel. And you think they're doing anything about it? No, I am so dadgum mad about this. I can spit nails. But let me tell you, it's a shame that we don't have a city council with the spine to stand up saying this is not right. We need to emphasize where we need to put this money towards our infrastructure, take care of drainage problems. And it's not just a Perrin Bidel. We got flooding all over this town when it rains hard, and yet we put our heads in sand saying it'll go away. Think about that. 13 people got killed because we're not maintaining that drainage ditch going across 410 there at Perrin Bidel. And it's just a crying shame, George. And I don't know what else to say about this. And people need to wake up. They need to vote no on this, especially this venue tax for the county, where we're going to be putting more money towards the Spurs arena. And I really encourage people to go and read the term sheet. You know, they're going around doing this community updates on the Spurs arena all around San Antonio. And they keep talking, well, we want everybody to know and everybody have a voice and everybody be able to vote on this. Well, has anybody gotten a copy of this term sheet? I haven't seen it. I had to go digging in the city's website to go find the term sheet and then all the other attachments that go along with it. And let me tell you, the exact same thing is happening on this new Spurs arena that happened on the old one. The county didn't get one red nickel from it, and that's what's happening on this one. The Spurs can use it for whatever and collect all the revenue from that. And parking, it says, well, the city and the Spurs will negotiate that. I can tell you where that money's going to go. It's going to go to the Spurs. It's going to support their operations. All of this community efforts and what have you downtown, all that revenue is going to go to the Spurs, not to the city. So I think it says we get about $4 million a year on rent, but that's a drop in the bucket compared to what we're going to be seeing. And I caught something last time when I reviewed the draft, was that after 15 years, the city was going to have to do a complete upgrade of the facility. Well, they changed that in this latest copy that I've seen, the signed one. They'll negotiate that. So guess who's probably going to end up paying for that too? We'll end up paying for that, not the Spurs, because they want to, you know, they want to give the Spurs as much money as they can to keep them here in San Antonio. This is a 30-year lease. I didn't see the terms and conditions that the Spurs want to break this lease and leave early before 30 years. It says that substantial penalties will be made. Well, it doesn't say that. I couldn't find anywhere on what those substantial penalties are. That, too, would probably be negotiated to let them get out of here scot-free. But let me tell you, George, this is a fiasco waiting to happen. And like I said, this is just the first step. This $1.3 billion, that's the first step to go all the way and provide $7 billion for downtown in this entertainment district. And we can't afford that. We already have a $20 billion debt. And what do we have right now? What's our claim to fame? Right now, it's out there for everybody to see. We've got the highest crime in Texas. Is that something to be proud of? No, absolutely not. We need to take care of our own backyards first before we take care of other franchises and the Spurs. We got to take care of San Antonio first. And people say, well, if the Spurs leave, we'll be a second-rate city. That's bull. San Antonio is a thriving city. We got the most, let me remind everybody, we have the most tourists coming here to San Antonio for the Riverwalk and the Alamo. And yet they keep hanging their hat on, well, we need more. We need more. We need more downtown. And no, we don't. San Antonio is a thriving city. It's a great city. And, you know, and the Spurs have never said that they're going to leave. But let me tell you, this vote in November is going to be an emotional vote. It's not going to be based on dollars and cents, because when you look at it, it doesn't make any dollars and cents. It's all going to be emotions. And you're starting to see signs pop up all over town to keep the Spurs here and vote for the for this venue tax. It's a new tax, folks. It's a new tax. And people that rent cars or stay downtown or whatever, you're going to pay higher prices for it. So, George, I'm definitely going to be voting against this. And I hope that people take a closer look at this. You got to make up your own mind. You know, is it worth it keeping the Spurs here to go further into debt and to create other issues all across town that we're seeing today with the rising crime here in San Antonio?
Yep. Clayton, one of the things that really, really sticks out to me, because I've been present at some of these presentations, some of these community meetings, one of the things that constantly is presented to me and sticks out is that the insistence that it's not going to cost local taxpayers anything. Can you once again address that, please?
Well, you know, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona for you too, if you want to believe that. Look, nothing is for free, and this new venue tax, again, that's from the county. And this is their contribution to this Spurs arena, where they want over $300 million. And that will come out of additional taxes on, you know, like I said, rental cars, hotel taxes. All of that will go into this fund to help pay for their portion. The city is creating bonds, and they've created this big circle around downtown. And they're saying, well, if we don't spend it, we'll lose it. It's from the state. Well, let me tell you, this is just the first increment. This is what's going to drag us into the rest of Project Marvel, which the state's not going to pay all of that. When you look at the portion that's going to come from the state, it's just a small fraction of it. So we're going to be stuck paying for the rest of that through other bonds in the future that we're going to have to pay back with interest. You know, remember, the bonds is not free money. That's borrowing money.
Yep.
And you have to pay interest to pay it back. Again, look at the last several bonds that we've passed here in San Antonio. They're huge. But the majority of that money is going downtown. And the rest of the city has to suffer.
And our debt
suffer
is how much?
To the next bond.
Our debt is
And we pay good taxes out here in these districts also. Yeah, this downtown is the majority of the tax base when you compare it to all the districts. But people are paying good money on taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, all of that goes into the city to help pay for the bonds, and our portion is getting bigger that they have to pay that monthly payment or yearly payment to pay these bonds back, and that gives us less money to pay for police infrastructure, so on and so forth. That's why we're not getting all the police we need. That's why we're not getting better service on keeping our roads maintained, and parks and drainage. That's the reason why, folks.
Wow. Folks, there you have it. That's the update from our good friend, former city councilman, Clayton Perry. Clayton, is there anything else that you want to add before we let you go? Because we're going to get you again, have you give us another update in another week or so. But anything you want to present?
I would really encourage people, if there's any more of those community briefings that are taking place by the council folks, to go out there and listen to them. Make up your own mind. But let me tell you, transparency is an issue here. Transparency on what is going to be pulling us into for the future here, and what they're trying to do with these utility bonds and all that. That's the hook, folks. That's the hook.
Wow. You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez. We've been speaking, like I said, with our good friend, Mr. Clayton Perry, former city councilman, and expert on what's going on in our backyard, my friends. We've got to become more aware and educated about this stuff. Clayton, thank you very, very much. We've got to get you on again, like I said, in another week or so, and give us another update, because this thing is moving like a freight train down the street, man.
you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's coming straight for us.
It is. That's exactly. It's not sunlight. Yeah. It is the train coming at us, folks.
It is a train, absolutely. But thank you very much for having me, George. I enjoy it.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.